Hey friend, welcome back. Today we're going to be talking about stewarding your gifts well. I am super excited about this topic, so let's get to it. Welcome, Kingdom Daughter. I am so glad you're here. I'm your host, Angela Pitnikoff, and my heart's desire for you is to truly know who you are in Christ, to know God and be known by Him. Every week, we will chat about biblical topics that will point you to Jesus in all areas of your life. So come hang out as we dive into what God has for us today. Okay. I am super excited to talk about the topic of gifts from the Lord and stewarding your gifts well. This is something that I have been learning and growing in the last couple of months. And I will share that with you in a minute. But first, I am so excited to share with you that I have my first ever podcast review, and I am so grateful for all of you for listening in and being here on this journey with me. And thank you to my girl, Veronica, for supporting me and giving my first review. She says, it's so refreshing. First, she says, I'm hooked. So refreshing to be able to find a podcast that speaks truth and encouragement to women. I'm hooked just by listening to the intro and first episode. Looking forward to learning and growing more as a Kingdom Daughter. Woo! I'm trying not to get emotional, but thank you so much, Veronica, for sharing your heart and for supporting me. You're amazing. I love you, girl. Anyways, God is so good and faithful, and I'm just overwhelmed. So let's get to this. So for me, a few months ago, I went to a conference and I was invited to this conference. It was a dreams conference talking about learning how to hear God through your dreams. And I've never really been a dreamer. I've never had that gift. Now, I don't want to speak that over my life because obviously I would love to have that happen. I would love to grow in this area and learn and have God speak to me through that dreams. And I have literally, after this conference, been praying for that for my kids. One of my boys actually does dream. And so I've been really trying to pray that into his life and teach him about it as much as I can. But anyways, I went to this conference, even though I'm not, that's not really one of my gifts per se. I was like, what harm could this do? I'm going to go to this amazing conference, learn more about the Lord, have some amazing worship time, which it was. And so what harm could it do about learning more, right? And to be honest, the dream stuff was, there's a lot to learn there. And I did learn some, but some of it was over my head. But what I did learn was, what really stuck with me was talking about just gifts in general. And gosh, I'm getting emotional even thinking about it. God has gifts for us. And the two things that I came back from that was, one, He wants to give us good gifts because He's a good Father. And two, we have to steward those gifts well. So that's what I want to talk about today. And just God is so good. God is so good. He is a good Father who loves us. You know, that is my heart, is for you to know that you are a daughter of the King. When you understand that, you're going to understand God is a good Father who wants to give good gifts to you. And that is something that, you know, I've been learning, that he has so much more for us. And so I wanted to start here in Matthew 7:9. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? How much more? How much more? We as parents, all of you who are listening that are parents, have the blessing of being parents, or even any person in your life, you want to give, right? You want to serve people and love people. When you have the heart of God, that is your heart, is to give and serve. And we want to give our kids good gifts. We want to give our friends good gifts. We want to love on people, right? how much more? Because our hearts are human, right? We make mistakes. There's lots of things going on there. How much more does God want to pour out on us? He wants to love us. He wants to embrace us and walk us into new places with him. How much more? It's like unfathomable. It's like hard to really think of, like how much more? So this is something that I was learning, like he has good gifts and not just one. He has more, multiple gifts. He wants to pour out more. He wants to give us more. And I used to kind of lump this scripture with the scripture in 1 Corinthians 12 that talks about the body of the Christ and how we're all part of the body. And one could be an arm, one could be an eye, one could be a foot, right? But we're all coming together and we're contributing to the body of Christ. And I think I kind of confused all these lessons I heard about that with gifts, and gifts being, that's my part of the body. And for me, that was worship. I was a worshiper. I've been leading worship for 20 plus years. And that was my gift. That was my gift that I was part of the body, right? And that was my contribution to the church and to the body of Christ. That was in my mind, kind of where I was at and how I was thinking. And what I've learned over this past couple of months, and I've seen God growing me in over the last several years, is that he has so much more than that. I am very emotional today. I don't know why, but he has so much more for us than that. He is a good father who wants to give good gifts. Okay. It even says it's gifts, plural, to his children. And that is you. And that is me. He wants to give us good gifts. I love the phrase, how much more, how much more. It's something like we can't even really understand the magnitude of God's love for us and how much he wants to pour out. It's such a beautiful thing that when we can grasp his love and the knowledge that he wants to pour out those gifts, plural, we can like receive and walk in like this beautiful, wonderful life. So he has so much. He has so much to give us. And it's so beautiful. That's number one. Number one, he has good gifts that he wants to give us. Gifts, plural, which is so amazing. The second thing that I learned while at this conference, and that God's been just revealing to me and revealing to me and revealing to me more, is we have to learn how to steward these gifts well in order for him to give us more gifts. Now, for me, something that helped me to understand this, and obviously God's not the same as us, but this helps me like to think of it in like layman's terms or whatever, is kind of like when we have our kids and we give them like this great present, right? And then they just kind of like, we don't care. They break it really fast. They don't take care of it. They don't have ownership of it. I mean, I've had my kids do that to me before, and they just kind of take advantage of the fact that it was a really great gift and they don't understand the value, right? And that's, I mean, they're kids. They make mistakes, whatever, but it doesn't really give me motivation to want to give them another giant gift like that. Right. Cause it's making me go, is it going to be a waste of money? Are they going to squander this? Are they going to break it right away? You know, all these things. Now, God obviously is not like me. He doesn't think that way, but how can we ask God for more if we're not even stewarding the gift well that he has given us? Because I think sometimes we're like, oh, yay, he gave us this. So now we want more, we want more, we want more. We live in that culture of just more, 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 right? But how can we expect that from God? How can we expect him to give us more when we can't even take care of the things that he has right in front of us? We look to the left, to the right. We want what they have, what she has, all these different things, you know, going back to the body of Christ. We're like, oh, I'm only an arm. I wish I was an eye. You know what I mean? Instead of being like, I'm an arm. What can I do as an arm to help, to be a part, to serve others, to love others, right? So that he can give us more gifts. The biblical definition of stewarding is utilizing and managing all the resources God has given us to bring him glory. So we're managing, when we take what he's given us and we manage it well in order to give him glory, how honoring is that to God? How wonderful is that? He's going, yes, I want to give you more now. I want to give you more. Right? That's how I look at it. That's how I kind of like understand this well, is when we steward it well, when we take what he has given us and we work hard at it and we honor him with it, with these gifts, he's a good father that wants to give us more. So he's going to pour out more on us, which is amazing, you guys. This is amazing. Okay. So let's talk about the parable of the talents. In my NIV version, it says the parable of the bags of gold. Now, I don't know if you've read this before. It is in Matthew 25, 14 through 30. Okay. And Jesus is telling a story here about a master who goes away and he leaves his three servants with bags of gold, one with bag with five pieces of gold, one with two, one with one. Okay. Now he leaves. And he leaves them with this. And while he's away, the first two, the one with the five and the one with the two, they go and invest their money. They work their money in order to double it. So the five becomes 10, the two becomes four. Okay. The third servant takes his money and hides it. And so all he has is one. Okay. When the master comes back, okay, here's what it says to both the first two servants. Okay. Because they doubled their money. Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. Okay. This is a parable. So he's telling a story that applies to our lives. Okay. So because they have doubled their money, they've invested, they've done well, they've worked at it, they've worked hard at it. He's now calling them good and faithful servants. And I will put you in charge of many things because you did well with the small, I'm going to put you in charge of more. Come and share in your master's happiness. Now, I don't know about you, but that is what I want to hear. Come and share. Come and be a part. Come partner with me for more. Now, the servant who hid the money, he says, Master, I knew that you were a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your gold in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you. His master replied, You wicked, lazy servant. You knew that I harvested where I have not sown and gathered where I have not scattered seed. Well, then you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. So take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has 10 bags. So the third servant made two mistakes here. First, he didn't know his master. He didn't know his master well. He didn't understand his heart for them. So he hid the money thinking that was going to be what was right. And the reason he did that is because he said he was afraid. So he did it out of fear. Okay. I was afraid and went out and hid your money. How many times do we do that with our gifts? We're afraid to move in things that we're unsure of, that we don't know if it's from God. We're not sure if we're going to be good at it. Our insecurities come into play. We're afraid of what people are going to think when we step out into things. We're afraid of other people's opinions. We're afraid we're going to fail, right? How many times do we walk in fear instead of walking in the goodness of God and stepping into faith and stepping into gifts that God has for us that can take us into new places with him? How many times do we do that? We got to stop living in fear. We got to stop hiding our talents. We got to stop hiding what God has given us because he wants to give us more when we step out. The other two servants, They get to share in the master's goodness. They get to be a part of what he is doing. And that is what's happening here with our gifts. When we steward, right, utilize and manage our gifts to the glory of God, he is going to say, well done, good and faithful servant. Come and share. Come and share with me. Here is more. Here is more. But when we hide it away, when we walk in fear, when we walk in shame, when we worry about others, we're going to be the wicked and lazy servant. Now, I don't know about you, but I definitely do not want to be the wicked and lazy servant. I don't want to be called wicked and lazy, and I don't want my gifts taken from me, because then that's what it says. So take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has the 10 bags. For whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever has will be given more. The first servant who had the most will be given more, because he has invested the most and given the most to the Lord. Now, in my Bible, I have the New Spirit Life Filled Bible. It's NIV, and I love it, for those of you who are interested in looking into a new Bible. It gives something called word wealth, and it's talking about the Strong's Concordance version of like words in the Bible. It kind of gives you a little bit understanding of what it's talking about. And it says right here, for whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. So the word wealth for have an abundance is to superabound, have an excess, greatly surpass, excel. The word shows the generosity of God's grace, giving assurance that faithful use of one's talents and gifts sets the stage for one's own advancement. So what we're talking about here is God is going to give great, he's going to surpass greatly all the things you could even imagine, right? Anywhere you thought you could be, he's going to surpass all of that, because he's gracious. God's grace giving assurance that when you are faithful with your talents and gifts, it sets you up for advancement. It's going to set you up for advancement. When you are faithful in your talents, when you are serving the Lord, when you are honoring him with your gifts, that's going to set you up for the next level. Next level. Now, how good and gracious is God? So I'm going to give an example of my life and what I've experienced. And just to clarify, this is not to toot my own horn or make me seem like I'm better or anything like that. I have just learned this, and this has been a long journey for me. Okay. 20 plus years of worship, leading worship, being in church ministry. Okay. It has not been easy. There have been many hard roads. I've made many, many, many mistakes, but I have learned so much in these 20 plus years, and God is showing me and revealing so much good stuff that I believe I should share this so that you can see kind of where God has brought me and what has come from it as far as this topic goes. So for me, going back to what I was saying earlier about worship being kind of the one gift I thought I had, and that was what I needed to contribute to the church or the church body, and what I was contributing to the Lord on a ministry level. And so over the years, I have just stewarded it well. Now, I have not done it well all the time. I've made lots of mistakes, like I've said, and I've been hurt lots of times. I have prayed into certain positions. I've prayed into certain things, and those doors have not opened, and it's been hard. It's been hard. And God has just continued to push me to be obedient and be faithful in the small things. And I have been obedient. I have just stepped into that obedience with the Lord and trusting him and continued trust with him. And I believe that because of that, God has opened other doors for me in my ministry. Now, talking about stewarding gifts well, as I was learning about this, it started literally opening up my mind, thinking, wow, actually, this has been happening to me over the last couple of years, but I didn't realize what it was because I just kind of wrapped it all into the gift of worship. But about a couple of years ago, it started happening where during worship, I would start getting words from the Lord. And so I would just be stepping out and sharing them as I was leading worship. Well, that's a gift of prophecy, which again, I didn't really know. I just kind of thought, oh, well, this is God's gift for through worship and I'm getting to use it and it's worship. You know, it's just all wrapped up in worship. No, that's a gift of prophecy that God was giving me because I was stewarding the worship well. I was honoring him with all that I could, all that I was in the worship as much as I could to the best of my ability. And God started giving me prophetic words through my worship. Also through that, healing ministry started happening through my worship. Now, not my worship, through the worship I was giving to God and honoring him and partnering with him and walking with him. As I was worshiping and using the gift that he had given me, healing ministry started happening. This was happening through our team at the church that I work at. And it was even prophesied over our team that healing was going to begin to happening through the worship. And I believe that it has happened and is happening still. Now, again, this is not me, this is all God, but I partnered with him and I chose to continue to partner with him, even in the hard times, even in the times I was questioning my ability, questioning who I was in God, questioning where he was even taking me. I decided to trust in him and lean into him and continue to be faithful week after week after week, even when I didn't want to. Now, that wasn't easy. That was hard. Many hard years, okay? Many hard things happened. And I am grateful that he was faithful in my life to keep pushing me into those places with him. That he kept pushing me to grow in him and to dive more into his presence and to keep seeking him and to keep pressing into him in the worship that he was allowing me to be a part of. And because of that, I'm seeing fruits from that. I'm seeing fruits from that, you guys. And that is how God works. The more we honor him with our gifts, the more we lay it out for him and we serve him faithfully with our gifts, the more fruit that comes, the more fruit that is produced in our lives. And it's such a beautiful thing. It's such a beautiful gift from the Lord, gifts, plural, from the Lord that he just continues to pour out when we're faithful to him. And I just want to encourage you right now that you may be in a place where you're like, I have not stewarded something well, or I'm not there. And that's okay. Like I said, this is 20 plus years, guys. This is not overnight. This is not an overnight thing. It may look like an overnight thing to people because you're seeing where I'm at. You're not seeing the journey that it took me to get here. But, and I'm not even like this great, like huge, like well-known person or something. I'm faithful and I believe God's using the worship that I lay down at his feet every day. But as an encouragement to you, it's a process. Start today. What can you do today? My challenge to you, what can you do today to take the gift, look around and say, Lord, what gift is it that I have not given to you? What are the gifts that you've given me that I've just like ignored? I've not grabbed onto and run with? Show that to me, God. Reveal that to me, Lord, and help me to steward it well today. Show me the steps I need to take to steward that gift well today. And guess what? He is a faithful, gracious God that wants to walk this out with you. He is not like, here's the rules, I'm out. Like, he wants to partner with us every day in all the details of our life to get us to the next step. He's just waiting to walk that out with you and take you and take your hand and walk it with you. Like, it's amazing. It's amazing. And I've seen it. I've seen his faithfulness. I've seen his goodness. I've trust him with all of that. And when you start to fully do that, today in this challenge, whatever that looks like for you, wherever you are in this journey that I have just shared my story, wherever you're at on that journey, what can you do today to take the next step in stewarding your gift well? What can you do? How can you step out of fear and trust the master, trust the Lord with your life, with your dreams, with your passions, with your goals, the things that he has put in your heart, the desires of your heart, he has put those there. How can you partner with him and walk in that with him today? I just want to honor God with my life. I want my life to reflect who he is. And I don't do it right every day. I don't. And I make lots of mistakes still. So you're not alone, friend. You're not alone. But my heart is that I want to honor him. I want to honor him as a mom. I want to honor him as a wife. I want to honor him in my worship. I want to honor him in my life. When I go to the grocery store, when I go to my church, when I go out to lunch with a friend, I want to honor him with what I see, what I watch, what I say, what I listen to. I want to honor him. And that is another challenge for you today. Are you choosing to not only take your gift and steward it well, but are you using that gift to honor him? Whatever that looks like, it doesn't have to be worship. It doesn't have to be even in the church. It doesn't have to be something that you use in the church. It could be something in the workplace, right? But are you honoring God with that? Are you partnering with him and honoring him with that gift so that he can run with you in that and pour out more gifts and set you up for the next level, for abundance, for advancement? That's what I want. Advancement, next level stuff. And God is a good father. So be reminded of that today. God's a good father that wants to give you good gifts. Also, when you steward well, there's an advancement coming because God's going to pour out those good gifts on you. So step into that. Be challenged to step into that today, to honor God with those gifts today. And be ready for more from him, more from him. God is good. God is so good. So I hope this blessed you today, and I hope and pray that you are challenged and loved by this and that you see it as a learning step to get to the next level with the Lord. Remember, you're loved, you're seen, you're known, you're a daughter of the King. He loves you. I love you, and I hope you have a blessed day. I'll see you next time. Thank you so much, friend, for listening in. I pray you are encouraged, challenged, and blessed. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. One of the ways you could help me is by leaving the podcast a review. So if you have a minute, I would love your feedback. Thank you again. You are amazing. Remember, you are a daughter of the King. Believe God is who he says he is. Receive his unconditional love and walk in the purpose he has for you, girl. Until next time.